Of General Mills presents Joan Blaine in Valiant Lady. And here is Art Miller.
Maybe it takes a grown-up to realize how fast time flies. The years just gallop by. And I imagine that when you look at that small boy of yours, you often think to yourself, well, Bobby will be grown up before we know it. Well, lots of good nourishing food will help a child grow up strong and sturdy. And I hope you know how much of a help Wheaties can be to your youngster. Of course, it takes lots of food, energy, and proteins, and also the minerals and vitamins to provide a growing child with the nourishment he needs. Well, sir, a whole lot of this kind of nourishment is provided by those crisp, toasted Wheaties flakes. Probably you're wondering just exactly what food that is. Well, there's abundant food energy because Wheaties are whole wheat. And whole wheat is important for food energy. And then, too, there are good proteins in Wheaties. And also the minerals, phosphorus and iron, and vitamin B. A good supply of this vitamin that a youngster must have regularly for normal growth and good appetite. And on top of all this food value is the fact that Wheaties are so much fun to eat. There's that crisp, crunchy goodness of Wheaties, and the racy tang of the malt added to the nut-sweet flavor of the wheat. Yes, Wheaties are fun to eat, and there's no work for you in serving them. Just plunk down that orange and blue package on the table, and your Bobby will shake out his own Wheaties flakes, maybe a couple of bowlfuls. Give him a pitcher of milk or cream and some fruit, perhaps strawberries, or a dish of prune sauce, and you can be sure you're providing a fine, nourishing breakfast. You say you'll order Wheaties today? A good idea. There's plenty at your grocer's right now. And now, the further adventures of Joan Barrett, our Valiant Lady. Not 10 minutes ago, Joan and her old friend, Emma Stevens, were discussing the apparently insoluble problem of bringing Irene and Doug Gillespie together. Joan believes that the two are secretly married, that Doug is the father of Irene's new baby. But how to prove it? That was the question. Stevie gave it up and went to the kitchen to start lunch. And during her absence, much happened of which she was yet unaware. And now, busy with her pots and pans, she looked up briefly as Joan entered, but doesn't notice the strange, odd look in Joan's eyes.
Well, Joan, is Simon gone?
But wasn't Simon? What was it? Oh, you see, if I didn't already believe in something, some power beyond that of our minds and hearts, I would know.
Oh, what do you mean?
It was just Mr. Gillespie. Joan!
Why, it couldn't have been.
But it was. You mean, after all our talk about not going to him, he came to us, yes. And he's still here.
What? Oh,
in the world?
Oh, yes, maybe that's just what I thought. Why in the world did he come here?
Well, you might say it was just a coincidence. His mother sent him to find Mr. Todd, and someone told him that Mr. Todd was on his way to our house.
Oh, did you ask him about Irene?
I didn't ask him. When he saw the baby and found out that Irene was her mother, he told me the truth.
Then it is Irene's husband?
Yes, dear.
Oh, good.
Oh, Stevie, what's more important? I could tell you.
He loves her.
I just came out and tell you that we're going to see Irene now.
All right, and I'll keep watch at the front of the house. And you run along.
Don't you worry.
Yes, Stevie.
Sir?
Yes, I'm sorry I kept you waiting, Mr. Gillespie.
Just
come this way, will you? Irene's room is in the room.
Did you tell her I'm here?
Not yet. I'll go in ahead and see if he's dressed for company.
Suppose he won't talk to me.
Then it'll be up to you to talk to him and make him believe that you're sincere.
I've got to.
You will. I'll be up in the
Hi, Joan.
Hello, I don't think.
Oh, I really know.
New York, you what?
Oh, yes.
I like to hear it.
And the curls.
Especially the smile.
You know, you're a different person today.
I'm a well person, good. And I decided there's no use in me moping around all the time. I'm going out and taking a walk around town.
Around town and back?
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
You weren't thinking of not coming back?
Oh, no. After all you've done for me, Jonah, I wouldn't have seen it without even saying goodbye or anything. Was that what you meant?
That's what I would have said, darling. I won't be anymore. Now, about the walk.
Yes?
Would you mind postponing it for a little while?
Yeah, look at it.
Oh, Simon?
No.
No, not Simon. Someone else.
Yeah. I don't know who it could be. But you're managing one.
All right, dear.
Hi, Mr. Gillespie.
What'd you say?
Irene.
Doc. What are you doing here?
I came to see you, Irene.
I don't want to hear it. There isn't anything you can say to me either.
Joan, where are you going?
I thought perhaps you would like to be alone.
Alone with him? I don't want to ever see him again, and you know it. All the time you've asked me questions about your husband. He's no husband of mine.
Irene, you haven't divorced him.
Not yet. But I'm going there just as soon as I get away from here.
You don't mean that.
Oh, of course he doesn't. Please, darling, listen to me.
I won't listen to you. Now or ever.
Why won't you, Irene? A man who's big enough to admit his mistakes should at least be given a chance before he's sorry.
And Irene, I am sorry.
I suppose you think just saying it will make up for the months I've spent waiting and watching for the mailman. And listening to the telephone.
I know it, but what else can I say? You won't give me a chance to explain.
There's
it.
Nothing you need to explain to me. You left me because you were ashamed of me.
That's not true.
You're afraid then. Scared to admit to your mother that you married me, weren't you?
No, Irene, no, it wasn't that.
No? Then why did you put off telling her week after week? Why did you come back to Pine River without me? Why did you,
Irene? I think I'd better go.
No, please stay, Miss Farragut. If you won't listen to me, maybe she will, Vera.
Listen to what? After the way you walked out and left me in New York.
Well, I would...
I know you were going to send for me. But you never did you?
No, I didn't.
I'll
but...
say you didn't. And then when you knew I was coming here to find Livia, beard out of town.
You knew you were coming here?
Yes.
But I didn't know anything about it.
Oh, I suppose you didn't get my letter about the baby. And about my needing help.
No. I didn't know anything about the baby until Miss Barrett showed me just now.
That's right. At first, you didn't watch me. You didn't know that either you were the baby, was you?
Well, you can believe that if you wanted to, but I don't.
Oh, I read. This letter you mentioned, when was it written?
About 6 weeks ago. I wrote and told him that I'd be here on a Friday, the last day of March.
Mm-hmm.
And I mailed the letter 3 or 4 days before, just to be sure to get it on time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I spent the last money I had on a train ticket, figuring that if I'd ever meant anything to him, he'd be there to meet me.
Well, I would have been.
But he wasn't. So I went to the house and I talked to Simon. And I found out that Mr. Douglas had left for Philadelphia just a day before.
But I didn't know, Irene.
See what happened to him. He got my letter and then skipped.
I didn't. I never got any such letter.
Never. I suppose it got lost in the mail.
Maybe it did, Irene. Things like that have happened.
Well, maybe they have. But that sort of thing coming from him sounds too gone for me. I believed him once. And that was once too many.
Irene, listen. You're my wife, and now that I found you again...
Tell me again. That's good. You have to take me out of town like a scared rabbit to keep me from finding you.
I tell you, I didn't. Oh, darling.
Don't even come near me.
Irene, I love you.
Don't go away. I don't love you. I don't ever want to sing again.
Bad. If there's anything you can do,
I'm afraid there's nothing anyone can do to help me. Yes, you'd better leave the fellow here.
But she's crying.
I know. That may be the very best thing for you. Suppose you wait outside. I'll call you if I can persuade her to be leaving.
All right.
Yes,
Irene.
What?
I talked to Douglas before I came in here. He admitted that he treated you very badly.
I'll say he did.
All right. Now he wants to make up for it. He's sorry for whatever he did that wasn't kind. And he does love
you. Oh, no,
I'm sure he does. All he needs is a chance to prove it.
Oh, I see.
Please don't make the mistake of refusing him that chance. Did you hear me, Irene?
Yes. I heard you. You've been so welcoming, Jonas. Oh, I'd do almost anything you asked me to.
Well, then, it's not that.
It's all over with it. And I'm glad it is.
Oh? You don't love him?
No.
I don't think you mean that.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you about it. Will you please just go away and leave me alone?
All right, dear. You let me know if you change your mind. I'll be in the living room if you want me.
Okay. But I won't. I don't want to see anybody.
Yes. You want me to come back?
Not just now, I'm afraid.
Not ever, you mean. That's just about what I deserve.
Oh, don't say that.
Oh, I don't mean that I'll take it as final and give up trying, but why should she believe anything I say? Right from the start, I made a mess of things.
Not intentionally.
No, I wasn't quite that bad, but except for the letter that I'll swear I didn't get everything she said about me. That else is true.
Even what she said about you being shameful?
Oh, of course I wasn't. But I can see how she thought I was. Always in the back of my mind, I was thinking how horrified Mother would be if she knew that I
married a servant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Worse than that, one that she'd fired.
So. I know. I know about that. She accused Irene of stealing from jewelry.
Yeah, but it wasn't true. I know it wasn't true. I'm afraid I was crazy about Irene. So when she went to New York, I followed her there.
Mm-hmm.
See, at first I had big ideas about bringing her home with me and marching into the house and popping the news to Mother just like that.
Oh, if you only had.
Yeah, if I only had, but I didn't. Got cold feet, I guess. And, well, anyway, when my vacation was over, I came back to Pine River alone. And mm-hmm. I told Irene I'd been for her, and I was going to, but see, every time I got almost to the point of telling Mother, she started complaining about her heart or blood. I can't go on with this.
It's all right. You don't have to tell
me. But I want to tell you. I want you to know. Irene finally got set up, and I thought that was the finish. She wrote me a note saying she moved, and I didn't try to find her or send her any more money.
That must have been what she started working at the waitress.
And this is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That was the last I ever heard till the day. I did try to get in touch with her again, but it wasn't any use.
You couldn't find her?
No. No, I guess you'd wish I'd stayed away for good.
Oh, no, I'm thankful you didn't. Admitting a mistake is the first step toward making it right. And now I'm just so sure that you'll go to rest tomorrow.
Oh, I will, Miss Barrett. I promise you that. If Irene will only give me a chance, if it isn't too late. Yes, it does seem that Doug has mended his ways a little too late. That the little family which Joan has befriended so patiently and devotedly is still far from her goal of reconciliation. What a tangle people sometimes get into when they don't follow up their intentions to do the right thing. And of what use are regrets when it's too late? Well, I guess most people find themselves regretting a lost opportunity at one time or another, and often it would have been so easy to forestall those regrets. More than one person on discovering the really exquisite silverware that can be had just by redeeming gold medal coupons has regretted not saving those coupons before. These coupons come inside packages of Wheaties and other gold medal foods, and they're redeemable for the lovely Modality silverware. This is genuine Tudor plate made by the Oneida Community Silversmith. It's a very fine quality of silverware, and it's available in full set. I hope you won't miss out on this opportunity to get yourself some beautiful silverware without spending one penny for the silverware itself. The next time you order Wheaties, and won't that be today, better save the silverware coupon you'll find inside that package, lettered W-H-E-A-T-I-E-S.
Listen to Valiant Lady tomorrow when we'll find someone all dressed up with no place to go. This is your announcer, Art Miller.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.